Proclamation number 8737, dated the January 27th, 1964. The bond with God. Adversity and suffering. And if you succeed in closely uniting with me in thought by longing for me with a loving heart, then I will be present to you too, because your love for me attracts me tremendously, and I will never deny myself to love. My presence, however, always assures you an influx of strength, albeit it is only felt by the soul, but it will steadily mature and become ever more perfect, because then I will no longer exclude it. Then you will have demonstrated your free will to belong to me again. Then you will have passed your test of will, which is the reason why you live on earth as a human being. Yet only few people occupy themselves with me in thought, and if they do, then only at certain times, and a process which should be deeply internal in order to result in spiritual success always just becomes an external formality. Only few people think frequently during the day of the one who is their God and Creator, and who wants to be acknowledged and called upon by them as Father. The world and its demands leaves people almost no more time for inner reflection. Their thoughts are taken up by earthly affairs and worries, which are utterly pointless and without value, and they completely exclude any spiritual considerations. Therefore they are never able to notice the divine blessing which rests on their daily activities. Only when they are troubled by worries do they occasionally think of the one who is powerful and able to help, and then it is already a considerable achievement if they turn to the one with a silent appeal, for then they have to establish contact with me as soon as they send a prayer in spirit and in truth to me up above. But mere lip prayers will not reach my ear, for they lack the heartfelt contact which ensures that their plea will be granted. And yet, adversity and suffering are the only means to turn people's thoughts to me. Adversity and suffering can cause hours of inner bonding with me, and then they will always attain benefit for their soul, since no connection will remain without an influx of strength, and this influx of strength will always have a spiritual effect. Blessed are the people who often raise their thoughts to me, who don't have to be prompted to do so by adversity and suffering first, but whose love impels them to unite with me, who only find true comfort and true happiness of heart in a close relationship with me. Blessed are those who have already detached themselves from the world to a degree that they find time for spiritual thoughts, that they communicate with me because they feel the urge to enter into contact with me. For these will be constantly pulled by me myself, and their soul's maturity will be assured. The separation between the beings and myself, which they once undertook voluntarily, will then be annulled by a voluntary bond with me, which is evidenced by every heartfelt thought, every prayer and every deed of love. For now, in the human stage, the being has changed itself back to its original state again, which also signifies an innermost bond with me. And I will try everything in order to awaken the desire for a bond with me in people. I will step into every person's path myself, or I will answer the call for help of those who are suffering in order to give evidence of myself and my love. I come to meet every person myself with my love, but I cannot force him to accept it. They have to accomplish the return to me completely of their own free will and entirely voluntarily appeal to me for strength and love, light, and my presence. But then I will never ever leave them again. Then their earthly path will truly not be in vain, for my strength will constantly flow to them, so that the soul will attain a degree of maturity which will guarantee it a blissful life in the spiritual kingdom. And it is truly easy to gain the certainty of a blissful fate after death, for a heartfelt bond with me is the right relationship I want my child to establish with me, and a father will always want to make his child happy. He will constantly give to the child what it needs, and thus he will also convey to the soul what it needs to mature, light and strength and grace. Only the contact is to be established first, which will ensure that my emanation of light and grace can flow across. Then the human being will safely reach his goal on earth. He will acquire for himself eternal life and absolute bliss. Amen.